Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Listen, I don't want anyone to get it mistaken. And listen, Cheryl was very impassioned, and I appreciate her passion. And no one's wondering why anyone's upset today. I think what Daryl, I don't want to get this wrong. Your point is mainly we've seen this coming for months.
Yeah.
So how did this blindside anybody?
Well, yeah, I get why Browns are disappointed that Chubb's not finishing his career with the Browns. But for me, yeah, like I was not the least bit shocked when the news came down yesterday afternoon that he was going to visit with the Texans, and then if all went well with the physical, he'd sign the one-year contract. I immediately assumed the contract would be very incentive-laden based on playing time, games played, yardage, maybe some touchdown incentives, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Maybe they throw a win-loss incentive in there as well, even though I don't know how you pin that on Nick Chubb, but just a way for him to make his market value. But the reality is when you've had your knee rebuilt for the second time in your football career, happened to Georgia, now with the Browns, then he had the foot injury last year. And I get the whole social media stuff he was posting, trying to show everyone, hey, I'm back to being me, doing the box jumps and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, the lifts, but squats, but I understand both sides of the coin. I understand why Andrew Berry has moved on. I knew Andrew Berry was going to move on, but also at the same time, I get why Browns fans are angry, and it's because he is a player that always answered the bell.
Mm-hmm.
He, as I said earlier, the at worst third best running back in franchise history, right up there with Leroy Kelly, right up there with Jim Brown. And, you know, he had an opportunity to continue to compile the statistics.
And he still had, the cool thing about it is that they did it in enough time where I really did. There's a part of me that believed, especially when Albert kept saying he's more name than game, that it would just be like week 3, week 4, week 5. There is some sort of injury would happen. Yeah. And then Nick Chubb would just fly in.
But here's the thing.
You put the cape on and try to save another team's day. But I like that he gets a good jump and a good opportunity from the start.
Understand, it's June 9th. It's not like he's signing this contract on March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're a free agent right now, and, well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that was self-imposed. Like, he totally did that because he didn't want to have to deal with OTAs or whatever. And he's the drama queen of the NFL. I mean, drama king of the NFL. When you're talking about Chubb, like, there's a reason that he didn't sign with the team until June 9th. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Like, there's some merit to his best days are behind him, and the Browns decided to go younger and to move on. But you know what? You're still going to see the Nick Chubb jerseys at the stadium this fall, and that'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
And
especially
when his career's over, he's going to be a Browns legend. I don't know if they put him in the Ring of Honor, but like he'll be a Browns legend. He'll be honored. Mm-hmm. He'll be welcomed back, just like all the other great players that have come through here. But yeah, I get why Browns fan is not real happy with Andrew Berry today.
David in Cleveland up next. What's up, David?
This how you gentlemen doing today.
Hey, David.
I just want to say, to me, it's very disrespectful because that man gave himself for the team. He had more to give to the rookies that we drafted. Ford and Strong had show them guys anything. I don't understand what.
David, you're breaking up on us here, man. I appreciate you, but you're breaking up on us here. I think his main driving point was that Chubb could just be a great Menor to the rookie running backs. I think that's what he was getting at.
Yeah, but you can't just keep a fourth guy to be a mentor.
Doesn't work that way. You can only have so many people.
And the reason Jerome Ford's is so valuable is because he can play special teams. You're not putting Nick Chubb on special teams.
Jerome Ford averaged 5.4 yards a carry last year. Listen, I know he didn't get a million carries, but he still was awesome in those limited carries that he got. I hate the Jerome Ford slander. I do.
I'm not slamming the guy.
No, not you. I'm saying just in general. Just in general. Like, I feel like Jerome Ford is so underappreciated, and I don't understand. I don't understand why. 5.4 yards a carry. He was awesome last year. It just, a lot of it came in chunk plays for people, and so people want to diminish what he was in general. I think he's got a very specific and very defined role, and I think he'll play that one out in an almost perfect way. Now, is he a great mentor the way that Nick Chubb is? No, of course not. Nick Chubb would be a much better person in that role, but Nick Chubb's also 28 years old. Like, he's not a million years old himself. Give Nick Chubb a chance, and they are, and he'll go ahead and have an opportunity to put together his own version of what Derrick Henry just did in Baltimore. Do I think it's going to work that way? No, Daryl, I don't. I don't think he's going to have a 1,900-yard season and lead the league in rushing touchdowns the way that Derrick Henry just did in Baltimore. I don't think that's going to happen. But at least he's given an opportunity and a chance to try. Like, if I'm Nick Chubb, I can't ask for much more. I don't want to be a mascot. I don't want to sit here and be somebody that is... the only value I have is training and helping out Judkins and Sampson achieve their best. 28 years old. You're 29 years old. Like you want to perform your best for yourself. There's still a lot he can do, I would imagine. At least he believes he can do.
Andrew Berry didn't have room on the roster for him, and also didn't feel like, with the injury history, the fact that he's 28... with two knee surgeries and a foot injury,
the juice
wasn't worth the squeeze.
This is the right ending for both parties. He gets a chance to go to Houston and showcase what he can do. Meanwhile, the Browns, you got two rookie running backs, and you have an opportunity with Jerome Ford and the three of them to put together a new running back room and figure this thing out, whether you get the franchise quarterback this year or next year. By the time you have that franchise quarterback, you're in a good spot.
In Barry's defense real quick,
yeah,
you can't run the team to appease the fans.
What was that Joe Flacco move about? Nah, I'm messing with you. All right, 216-474-0092. We'll get back to the Browns just a little bit later on. Danny Cunningham, Locked On Cavs, Inside Shot on Substack. He'll join us next right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.